Welcome to Ask Pastor John, featuring questions to help you apply God's truth to the issues of this life and the next. Our host is pastor and author John Piper. John, I'd like to go back once again to the subject of adoption and this statement that we are actually made sons and daughters of God. Have you found that people have a real hard time grasping just how much that means?
Not only now, but always people have had a hard time, which is why I just read on the plane flying home the other day, 1 John 3, where he says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God." And the fact that he had to say, "Look, behold," he's kind of taking him by the collar and saying, "Now look, are you thinking? Christian, are you realizing what kind of love has been shown to you that you should be called the children of God?" And then he goes a step further and says, "And such we are." We're not just called the children of God, we are. And so absolutely, we need to ponder, what are the implications for my life of being in the family of the creator, sustainer, and consummator, and owner of the universe? I mean, Paul was just blown away by this in its practical implications when he said at the end of 1 Corinthians 3, "All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or the world or things present or things to come, all things are yours, and you are Christ and Christ is God's." And the whole point of that was, if you belong to Christ, he is the Son of God, and you are an heir with him of the universe, and therefore everything that you're so greedy for right now, everything that you boast in right now, is already yours, and you're going to come into the complete inheritance of it. So why are you boasting? Why are you grumbling? Why are you downcast or discouraged? That the practical effects of being an heir of our Father. Let me just give you one story. I think John Newton told this story. I love John Newton. And here's a man who's on his way to New York 150 years ago in a carriage drawn by a horse, and he's on his way to get his $1 million inheritance. And today that would be, what, $1 billion. And a mile outside New York, the wheel on his carriage breaks, and he must walk the final mile to get his $1 million inheritance. And all the way to New York, he grumbles, "My carriage is broken, my carriage is broken." What would you think of such a man? And he says, that's what we are. We're on our last mile on our way to New York to inherit the universe, and we murmur. This is why grumbling and murmuring is so offensive to God. And if we would just understand what it means to be adopted and what it means to be an heir of our Father, I don't think we'd grumble so much on the way to New York.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, at desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of Christ-exalting resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more, at www.desiringgod.org.